Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Listen, lately I've been listening to a lot of what's that girl with the big Chloe? Bailey.
Chloe Bailey. Bailey.
Yep. Oh my God. That surprise. Oh,
never heard that song.
You ain't heard of that? She said, "Slip my panties to the
Chloe."
Yeah, she did. Oh, yeah,
no.
I was like, "Girl, don't let me
this
my panties."
I had to move on.
Yeah, let her go, Joshy.
You did. You did.
You're a wholesome young man. You play golf.
But it's been great, and one reason it's been great is because I've been using my Raycon wireless earbuds to do it. Raycon's everyday earbuds look and feel and sound better than ever. With optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit, those earbuds are so comfortable and they will not budge. Trust me. Raycon offers 3 sound profiles to match what you're listening to, plus noise, isolation, and awareness mode, so you can choose to be immersed in sound or be able to hear your surroundings when you need to. Listen, I got these little itty-bitty ear holes. I cannot be doing things that are too massive in my ears because it hurts. It actually gives me a bad headache. I don't have that problem with Raycons because, like they said, they have different little tips, little gel tips on there that make them snug and fit just perfectly. Raycon gives you 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life. Then when you need to charge, it's super easy. You can even do it wirelessly. And this is a huge selling point. With Raycons, you can get the same quality audio as premium audio brands, but at half the price. Yes, really. But that doesn't mean they won't last. I've seen people talking about their Raycons falling 3 stories, getting lost in the rain and snowstorms, and they're still working afterwards. It's no wonder Raycons everyday earbuds have over 49,000 5-star reviews. Check out Raycons wireless earbuds. My guess is that you're going to want to leave them a 5-star review too. Go to buyraycon.com/SK today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/SK to score 15% off. One more time, that's buyraycon.com/SK.
SK.
You better.
Five, four, three. What up, y'all? Welcome to Kevin's Here at Stink. I'm Kevin on stage.
Five, four, three, two.
What up, y'all? Welcome to Here at Stink. I'm Kevin on stage. She's
that chick AJ.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Banger, 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 dog. Twin it really well. Banger, banger, banger. You gonna have some
fun. 2022, Kevin.
2022. It's only about to be July.
No.
All right, church announcements really quick. If you're watching this live, you have 24 hours to retrieve my masterclass for $99. Listen, I'm just going to say this real quick. I was looking at other people selling masterclasses with not even my stuff.
They're charging,
they are charging $300
minimum.
For not what I've given you.
Oh, no, for like
a section. Like, oh, wow. Like if I charge $300 just for podcasting.
What?
Or $300 just on how to make reels.
What?
It's not my test.
$300. And I'm like, dang, man, Kev, you got it for $150 is the base price.
The $150?
It's been discounted for 6 weeks at $99. Really, it's a still at the $150.
Oh, yeah,
considering how I teach.
Yeah.
It's giving it away.
I'm about
so
to
use the code 50 until July 1st, which is by the time you listen to it, either the 2 days before, the day before, or you just missed it. All right. Also, I'll be at Essence this weekend at the Ford booth on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'll be at the Sprite All After Dark comedy show on Sunday.
You doing After Dark jokes? 10.
I am doing some After Dark jokes.
Ooh.
And some Before Dark jokes.
Ooh.
All kinds of jokes. So follow me on the gram and see where I'm going to be at. The link to where I'm going to be actually is going to be in my Instagram. I need to put that up as well.
I'll be at Essence walking around. Yep.
Me too, with a camera.
Mm-hmm.
Walking around.
Also, I have a church announcement because I can feel in your spirit you're about to move on.
No, I was about to say, Andrew, you have any church announcements?
Church announcements also expiring the same day as my friend Kevin's masterclass, I Am Enough, Part 2, with Life's Journey. It's merchandise that I put out with my good friend Chris Hudson, the owner, CEO, founder of Life's Journey. The sale is over with. Like, it will not be sold anymore after
I got
July
mine.
1st. He did. Him and Melissa going to have matching outfits.
We sure is.
It's pre-orders only, so we aren't going to run out, but we will stop selling. That I want you to understand that. So make sure you check it out at Life's Journey, lifejourneysclothing.com.
Amen. All right. Any announcements, Joshua?
I will be at Essence Fest. I don't know.
There you go.
With a fresh haircut, so y'all already know he's about to be looking like a baddie.
All right. So we talked at length about the verses on our bonus episode. And you saw a little piece of that. One of the funniest episodes we've had. And Angel was in rare form, as she often is. And if you only saw the 12 minutes that's available to the public, it's really worth seeing the whole thing, right? But I think at that time, it was all jokes for us. You know, we was making fun of, you know, the singers and Ray J and all that type of stuff. After that, first of all, this is a long tail of conversation for verses.
Yeah.
Right? You think usually it's like the day, you know, people have a good time. They move on. Who's next?
Yeah.
Not this verses. Mm-mm. This verses is the gift that keeps on giving for us.
Yes.
But not for Omarion.
No.
I feel like the point of verses, usually when it first started, I'm talking about pandemic verses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was, let's celebrate each other's art.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the stuff and give some background that stuff people may not know.
Exactly.
When it was mainly songwriters and producers.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Teddy Riley, y'all can make fun of him, but he's the one that leveled verses up, although it was in mostly feedback the first time.
Right, but he had a background dancer.
He had background dancers. He had live music.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's what made Versus people be like, oh, this could be a
something
live concert.
Bigger, yeah.
They may not say it, but that's my personal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the Trailblazers, you know, they get stuck. They don't make it to the promised land.
Mm. Right.
But
right.
Teddy Riley is the one who was like, this can be more.
Absolutely.
He's also accused of doing too much, but sometimes those things are one of the same.
That's what we do as black people, too
much.
That's
what we do, baby.
All the time.
That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, the first thing I want to talk about is J Book from B to the 2K.
Listen, I had to Google which one that baby was.
J Book.
I said, oh, it was the other skinny face one.
He had, he had a lot to say about Omarion. So if you didn't watch the verses, Omarion brought on 3 fake background dancers, right, to make fun of
Mario.
Was it Mario?
Yeah, Mario
brought him out, and Omarion called them his background dancers. I feel like this is best heard from the horse's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to read it. It's a little bit extensive, but y'all just listen.
It is stream of consciousness.
He had some things to get off his chest.
He did.
Some might say Omarion got served.
Oh,
this is J Boog, aka Boogie P on Instagram. It's sad when you see ones grown up, you see ones you grew up with, but also you grew up on turn out the way they do. The wise lead the future wizards. I'll be that, the wise one. You shouldn't have to rest, blah, 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 blah. I don't really
care. I'm telling you, it's a lot, Kevin. If you can get through these 6 pages without feeling like you're stupider.
Okay. All right. I'll skip to the part where it gets a little spicy. I know when we were together as a group, you wanted to be the most famous, aka the most favorite, but that wasn't the case. Fizz and Boog were the favorites. And you couldn't understand that because you sung all the leads by Old School Design in parentheses. But the guys who only talked on the track and did interviews, me and the other guy who rapped on our singles, Fizz, were getting more love than you. That's not my fault. But I never was mad that I could sing on your level but never got a chance. I was a young boy from Compton, happy to be a part of the group and out my situation. I was always more of a talent than you, or more of a talent than how I was used, but yet I'm still grateful. I was a part of a machine. You gave off the impression as if you've done me a favor. Shall I take you back? To win because of your vocal, we visited every record label in the business and was turned down twice. You don't write good.
I'm telling you, that's why I'm struggling. Why are you trying to read this?
Turned down twice.
This is a Mad Libs.
N- nigga, you was in singing in the nigga, you was singing in the background for a minute when Max Goose brought in another lead singer to help make the record sound better, to help him try it and get us the deal. And when you that helped,
come on, get through it,
man. I get my eyes are crossing over.
I said.
And when that happened, who stood for you? What we did, and we went to management and said, we rolling with, oh, we're not bringing nobody else in. We still by your side. And we were told if we didn't get a deal on our next meeting, we were getting dropped. Now let's think about the other odds per the history of our meetings. The thing we called B2K was never the Omarion show. It was more like a circus, and each guy brought a special attraction, and collectively it was fun to watch. Watching you only lets me know that you were not really paying attention to what was making you Omarion, because without us around, it's clear you can't tap back into him. You look lost, almost like you're looking for us to feed off. You were never a solo artist. You were a fame hog. And that got the best of you. The fact that everyone wasn't screaming Omarion drove you crazy because you was giving it all you had. Standing next to us really was hard for you. So you took your opportunity to leave and only be seen by yourself. So if anybody showed up, even if it was five people, they were there to see you. To be a part of a brand that is bigger than you is hard for you to accept. But one who tears down his own work is a poisoned individual. To call me a background dancer is funny. Shall we discuss the truth behind how these records were really made? I was there and you were not in the booth for a lot of the vocals that were put on those songs. From your lead vocal not fully being you, listen to that first album. You'll hear Steve Russell in and out of those leads and the hooks in the first album over the second album. Blah, 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 blah.
Long story.
But also, you broke up the group over a girl. Jay Boog sang the hook on Bump, Bump, Bump. He sang the first on Girlfriend. Omarion broke up the band over a girl. Omarion was in great debt in the year 2018. He begged B2K members to do a reunion tour. This is somebody doing a Cliff Notes. Omarion was jealous of Jay Boog since he's taken over the second album and fans were paying more attention to him. And again, Omarion broke up with the group over a girl. So if you listen to Mario's ad-libs during the verses, which I heard later, mm-hmm. when Omarion starts singing, Mario's like, hey.
You didn't sing it.
You know that ain't your vocals?
Right.
That's Lil Steve.
Yeah.
Shout out Lil Steve. Omarion had so many ad-libs, I don't think people out of the industry knew what he was talking about. Mm-hmm. But after this, people went back to the tape and was like, low-key, Omarion, that ain't you. Right. And everybody in the industry knows this. So now, I mean...
I didn't know that the other boys were the favorites, though. Omarion was always my favorite.
Well, I don't think our generation was the... I don't think we were the prime people for B2K.
You trying to say we were too old?
Yeah. Right. Well, listen. If you grew up on Immature, you can't also grow up on B2K. You only get one acronym. IMX, B2K, you made your choice.
I did.
Martin Luther King was your dad. How could you love B2K?
Because I was still young.
If you grew up on B2K, put it in the chat who your favorite was. I'm seeing most of people saying Jay Boog.
Jay Boog.
Was it Jay Boog? Was a little skinny, but he ain't aged.
But see, they gave Omarion him and Marcus Houston got all the lines on You Got Served. Mm. But his acting was
part of making fun. Oh, they say it's Jay Boog and Fizz. I was a sucker for long hair.
You were?
Yeah. I was like, look at all that hair. But they were all too wee for me anyways.
Too weak?
Wee.
Wee?
Wee.
Oh. Oh, they was little babies.
I was already starting to get a grown woman body, and I was like, what am I going to do?
You'll bounce them on your lap.
I said, they too wee. They ain't got no weight to them. I could bump, bump, bump them all over the place. But here's the thing. Like, I get it. Get it off your chest. Go ahead, say what you got to say. But now what?
Well, I mean, I know he feels better.
Do you think he does?
Absolutely. I didn't know. Let me back up. I didn't know. Also, nor did I care.
There we go. I still don't care.
That's who was singing me. I mean, I think to me, it doesn't really matter. But I think this Versus had the opposite effect of what it's supposed to have. When a Versus is done right, your album sales go up. Everything you're on goes up. Your tour dates, people want to come see you. Mm-hmm. We'll get to that in a second. The dude from Next, I can't think of his name. He was like, we got a lot of work because of our verses.
They did.
The argument is that this Versus exposed most of the people on the stage that they couldn't actually sing.
Which is a shame that they didn't know it. It don't really, like, you don't have to be on stage to hear yourself sing. You know what I'm saying? You can sing in the shower, in the car, and you should know, baby, you ain't got it.
They were on a whole reunion tour, though. That's what blows my mind.
Yes. See, he sounded terrible then.
Well, there's a lot of stuff you can do with the auto tune of the mic and stuff. There's a lot of pitch correcting. I didn't realize when they were saying that, like, auto tune is used two different ways, right? The T-Pain way is the most way people think of it. Like, all that, you know, like making a baby
vocal manipulation for the point of,
yes,
we're not going to actually be using your real voice.
Effect. Yeah. But it was actually created for pitch correction.
Right.
When it's you like, can't sing or you like miss the note.
Mama, it's like, come here. It just, let me get you back on key. Yes. It almost like catches it and then pushes it to where it's supposed to be.
Yes. So that's what happens to a lot of sing. So that's why people thought T-Pain couldn't sing. And then he turned out, if the only way to get what T-Pain has is if you really can sing.
Right.
You can only manipulate great notes like he does.
So much, right.
If you're not him, it's keeping you on pitch and on key. You plug the auto-tune in. You say, this song in A flat. Wherever them notes be, you grab them. They would have been working overdrive. That thing, that's A natural. That's
the reason why you end up sounding robotic is when it has to move your note too much. Usually it's like a slight, like, oh, you just under it. Let's push it. And so that little reverberation, that little that you hear, that's because they're moving the note a whole mile.
You're out the scale. You're out of the letters. You're in H.
Yes.
H ain't even in the scale.
They're like, you are in two. And they're like, we need to get you back to actual lettered notes. You are in two, nigga. How did you get over here? You're supposed to be A flat. You over here in hieroglyphics. Let's get you back to the scale.
This auto-tune's like, who, what is, hey, this ain't even on the scale. The scale got the 5 and the 4.
Right.
It got the 5 and the 4.
That's it.
You over here up on top of the scale. Get your butt down here to the middle.
Get down. But I feel like, you know, I feel like the people who would care, do care, like the true B2K fans, I would think they were already aware of this. I feel like this,
I don't think so.
You don't think they knew?
I'm going to tell you what it is.
I mean, about the whole Jay, what's his name?
Jay Boog,
what he said. I was about to say Jay Fizz.
I don't think most fans knew Omarion wasn't really singing them leads. Mm-mm. I don't think people knew that. Mm. I mean, I didn't grow up on B2K's music. I just watched You Got Served a million times, and I was like,
Come on.
We did that in one of our plays. But I wasn't like listening. I didn't buy B2K's album and throw it on. That was for the kids in my youth group type of thing. But I don't, listening to the studio, you're only seeing who's singing. You're not like, who was in the studio? And when it's like this, that don't be in the liner notes. It don't be like lead vocal, actually, by Steve Russell. Uh-huh. They be paying them singers who really sing.
Just a hush.
let me pay you more. Mm-hmm. You're like, everybody dance now. That was a big black woman, Marsha something. They put a skinny woman up on the CC Dance Factory. Yeah, and it was like, not you. You want Flaquito.
But also, this is Flaquito. What I mean. But it is so, that is so, was so common in the music industry.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, so that's what I mean by like, I would have thought people would have known, or it's not like a.
Martha Wash is her name. Sorry.
Like a, oh my God, why didn't he sing every note? That's like something.
I think most people take information as presented.
Okay.
Because when you see them in the music video, you see them on tour. Omarion's, he got the thing in his ear.
Well, they have those full rehearsals with their engineers that they bring in and stuff like that. But also Ray J, Joe Budden called him live on his podcast this week. Mm-hmm. And Ray J already knew what it was going to be about. Ray J was like, I was not prepared for that. So
what'd he say? I missed it.
I wasn't prepared.
Oh, he wasn't
prepared. He wasn't prepared to have him perform.
Oh, go ahead, Bet.
Oh, no. I was going to say what's also funny, too, is I feel like all the cup of noodle stuff that he did, Ray J's smart. All the cup of noodle stuff he did was to try and bury the singing clips that kept floating around.
Cup of noodles.
Oh, my God. At BET. He is BET Awards. And somebody sent me a live that Ray J, Bobby V, Pleasure P, and Sammy all did together like a few days after. It was 45 minutes of the best entertainment I've ever seen. Ray J, we're in his world. I just want everybody to know. He is the main character, and we're just living in the world. He's literally talking to Bobby V, eating a cup of noodles. And you know how if you eat, like if you're on live and you eat, you go eat. And so now people are looking at the back wall. No, Ray J is turning the phone to himself. And I'm talking about big sloppy.
Genius.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Brandy mad at me. So I'm going to do a vocal boot camp with my dad for like 9 months.
He brought a cup of noodles to the BET Awards.
A vocal bouquet.
What is daddy? He's like, for 9 months, like, I'm just going to be, you know, I'm going to be getting it out there because I owe the people. And then him and Bobby V tried to harmonize.
I saw that. I didn't know where that came from.
They did a 45-minute live.
I just saw that today. I was like, what?
He did the notes,
and he was like, here's your note. And then he said, no.
He was like, I don't remember the song. Give me just a random song, a random R&B song. I
just watch this on the Twitter.
Give me a song.
Shoot-na-doo-doo-doo-doo.
I was about to cut it.
That's the first song that came in my mind.
So if it's like, I get so weak, and Bobby is like, so your note is, I get so weak, right? And then, even though that's just an octave, Ray J was like, nah, it's, I get so, and he's like, that's not what it is. He's, I get so. I guess so. Them going back and forth, and Bobby V clearly hearing the harmonies. Obviously, this man can sing. Ray J was like, nah, man, that's not what it is. It's, I guess so. But Ray J, Ray J's promoting, Sammy's over there clowning. Ray J's promoting a show, College Hill.
Oh yeah, he is on the celebrity version of College Hill. Yeah.
These men are all arguing about what happened. Ray J was like, but yeah, on BET Plus, College Hill. Oh yeah, I got a song with Beak Frida. Frida! Frida!
Why are you watching this?
Huh?
Why are you watching
Somebody
this?
Somebody sent it to me in the first 2 minutes. I couldn't look away. He brought a woman on there whose toes have black fungus on there.
Are you serious?
Yes! He said, Bobby V, hold on. I got to bring on my girl, Mary. Mary, come on here. Let's check your feet out. How your feet doing? How your feet doing, Mary? Mary showed the feet. Bobby V was like, ooh, what color is that? She said, black fungus. He said,
why would she do that?
I'm so serious. Ray J's like, we've been trying everything. We done got a pedicures. We're going to have to take it to another level. We're going to have to use some bigger instruments.
We've been trying everything?
Yes, bigger. This man is a character. Do you not understand? I was just like.
He's main character energy.
He knows what he's doing.
And his smartest thing is he always leans in.
Yes.
The internet will fight you. Once they see you're in on the joke, you can't beat the internet one on a billion.
No.
But you join in, people are like, oh, you're having a good time. If you don't, they'd be like, this got to you?
Yeah.
Oh, we gonna try and break you now.
Yeah, he's
remember
like,
when he broke the glasses, Speedy? That clip should have won an Oscar. They should have introduced a new clip for funniest thing that ever happened that year.
Yeah.
Speedy breaking those glasses, as simple as any glass could be broke. Like, you can't break. These are indestructible. He's like, I can break these glasses. He was like, I don't care.
That is his mantra. And I was like, oh. And that's exactly how he was acting about it. He was like, I was doing too much. He said, I was mad because y'all wouldn't let me get one off. You sang two songs. Then y'all, he said, my teammate became my enemy. He's over here harmonizing. One wish. Sammy, one wish, one wish. He said, well, I just wanted to get off one song.
He got pissed off. He looked like the pastor.
Dead body. Said it all.
That was me. That was the representation I was looking for. Dad bods with bellies. We deserve love.
Oh, that one wish though. One wish. Till my baby's born.
He stayed in there forever.
Till my baby's born. Hell, if I had one wish. I wish everybody went to therapy.
If I had $1 million, I'd go to therapy. And I wouldn't even need to use it.
Feels like you're having a therapist in your pocket when you use Talkspace. That's why we're able to reach out to our therapist or psychiatrist at any time from anywhere. It makes taking care of our mental health super easy. I'm more relaxed when I'm traveling, knowing if I can talk to my therapist if I need to, and I can send a message from wherever I am. Working through things in therapy can be tough, but connecting with your therapist isn't. Let me tell you, I was with my therapist yesterday. It was great. And you know what? I think sometimes people think that therapy is only when things are going tough in your life and you're having some sort of trauma or trigger. Actually, yesterday, me and my therapist talked about my strengths and how I could use them better.
That's when you're getting to the nitty to the gritty.
I loved it. We talked about how I am an executor and how I execute my thoughts and I can take my vision and turn it into a reality and what other ways I can do that. Listen, I am so glad I didn't wait until something terrible happened in my life to be able to go to a therapist. And I'm working now to just become a better person and make my dreams a reality. And I think a lot of times people think it's only for when things are bad. But no, baby, use it when things are good, too, to take yourself to the next level. I wholeheartedly recommend Talkspace for therapy. You can sign up online and start therapy the same day as you sign up. You can text, video, or send same voice day? Messages just same day. I'm talking about today. You can send voice messages to your licensed therapist, so it is incredibly convenient to use have virtual sessions from the comfort of your home. Talkspace is secure and private, using the latest end-to-end bank-grade encryption technology to store client information and complying with the latest HIPAA regulations. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $100 off your first month with Talkspace. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com. Make sure you use the code CREW with a K.
CREW with a K.
To get $100 off your first month and show your support to the show. That's CREW with a K.
CREW with a K.
And okay. And Talkspace.com. Now, if you're going to give these, you should do
if
a massive.
If I had $1 million.
Come on.
You know what that sound like.
No, keep going. Come on. If I hadn't hit it, come on! You should do a masterclass teaching these young R&B singers how to hit these notes, Kevin. That was from your diaphragm.
So apparently they told me, Ray J just posted my video with JoJo. He said, why the kid that big? Listen, he can never lose. He can never lose. Ray J wins because Ray J knows what Ray J is.
Yes.
And Ray J's smarter then we give him credit for.
Yes, he's and very smart.
Listen, I was in the airport this morning. You know what headphones was on sale. And this ain't even because it was a pre-roll. Them Raycons was up in there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
At the, what's the place in the airport that always sell you like headphones and chargers and stuff?
I know what you're talking about because I'm always in the store.
When you be forgetting stuff?
I always forget.
Them Raycons be up in there.
Mm-hmm. They last through like thunderstorms and
they
and
really
rain.
Do are, they like my kids, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to give them AirPods and stuff. They don't deserve that.
Mm-mm.
Give them Raycons.
Not all with the money that you spending.
No, well, my kids.
With as many as you got to buy them.
Exactly. For their quality hearing, get them Raycons.
How do you think Raycon ended up becoming our pre-roll? It was because Ray is not. That goofy live that I watched gave me so much more respect for him in the fact that he is the greatest show on earth. He is the what's that person in the circus?
Ringmaster.
He is the ringmaster. Yeah. And them men were like, yup, whatever Ray J want to do. Because Ray J is one of the few R&B dudes that's out here, not like from his generation, that has set themselves up to have like, he has wealth.
He does.
He's he has a lot of businesses like
that work. The Scooty bikes, the Raycons, the glasses. He be selling stuff.
He told Sammy, I want you to do one your own version of One Wish. We'll do it together. And he said, and you'll own a part of it.
Really?
Yeah. He was like, you know, Sam was like, I feel like you did a dig at me when you were trying to say, because I own all my masters. Ray J does. He's like, well, I do. He was like, but I'm about ownership. So if you do this song with me and we do the, you know, 2022 version of it, you're going to own a piece of it too.
Wow.
Come on. Come on. Kevin Frederick.
What's Ray J's full name? Raymond?
Rayshon Various.
Huh?
Rayshon Various.
With the V?
Michelle Norwood.
His name is William.
That's Stop what I said. It.
William Ray Norwood Jr.
Yeah.
William?
Rayshon Various.
Willie Ray is a black name, though. Yeah. Willie go with men and women. You go Willie Ray, you go Willie May.
Willie Ray.
That was
Willie Ray right there.
Willie Ray, don't do it to him now, Willie Ray.
That's what that happened.
I said, Willie Ray, don't do it to him. No, I'm going to do it to him now.
I'm going to do it to him. That was Willie Ray. That
Willie
came about.
Ray?
His government name showed up to that versus.
Oh, that Willie Ray Norwood. Hey, Willie Ray Norwood, that's his carburetor over there.
Willie Ray said he'll be over here when his baby's born. He'll get over here when his baby's born.
Listen, if you was in Tupelo, Mississippi, in a hotel, you stopped over, your car ran out of gas, You turn on the local television, you getting Willie Ray on that used car salesman.
Ah.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, come on down to Willie Ray's Buick and Skylark. Okay. What? That's all we sell is Buick and Skylarks. Okay. Now I got Willie the best Ray. Deal on the Skylark. I ain't made a Skylark in 27 years.
Yeah.
Because Willie Ray got the legendary Skylark you need. You need Skylark parts, Willie Ray got them.
Willie Ray is going to be the next mayor on P Valley. That's a name that you find in Chukalisa, Mississippi.
I need to watch P Valley.
We're binge watching it right now.
I couldn't do it because our friend, her body was out.
Well, it stay out.
How you did that?
We be watching it. Marcus is like, he luckily hasn't met her.
Oh.
So he's like, because. I told you how I was with Insecure. He was like, Zen's mama was naked the last... Not even Dominique. I was like, oh, yeah, her sex scene is amazing.
He
was
I couldn't take it.
Oh, Brandy's body looks so good. I'll watch it
She's
all day.
She's strong, though. On first of all, let me say this, and maybe it sounds ignorant. I underestimated how much actual strength goes into stripping on a pole.
Really? You did?
Never been to see, like, I haven't done the schematics of the
schematics.
Strength.
But you Brandy, did I've the seen rope yeah, but in no, school?
She be holding her body with the, like, elbow meat
I
to
know.
The...
But do
and
you
her
remember,
legs be...
Do you remember how hard it was to climb the rope in school?
Yes, but even that, at least you're using your arm. It's the way they hold themselves
exactly.
with
so
leg
saying,
meat.
If they are only doing it with... They got a pinky or a little finger holding them up. You should already know. Now, that's impossible.
By the way, totally random.
Come on.
Meg Thee Stallion, she threw a little butt yesterday on Twitter. And it
a
went,
little
it
butt?
Was, it was
oh,
a
she
little.
Did some booty? Ooh, I she, can't
that's
do.
What
she,
you call a little?
It was a little.
He gonna say a little. I bet you I won't.
Wait till
it was
watch
it was viral. Was it
I,
yesterday?
I was scrolling
yesterday?
Through and
I
just...
was looking for Bible scriptures. That's like Bible scriptures about the land of Eden. Mm. And I see a little butt thrown and I scroll past. Because, you know, I don't watch a little butt. This dude, multiple men said Meg Thee Stallion is about 153 pounds.
That's a lie.
I said you can never.
She's like 5'8". There's no way she's 153.
You can look at Megan Thee Stallion.
Can't find her. What's her handle? Thee Stallion?
I don't know.
Actually. I don't know. I just. Like for real, I just no. Jaira, you are the. Jaira, like you are enough.
Meg
That's what I know.
Stallion.
Ooh, you ain't never looked older than them glasses. You looking
I
over them glasses, talking to you.
Snicker B.
The no. Stallion.
Looking over them glasses.
How do
you find that, Megan throwing them?
That's with two E's, correct?
How do you find
two
Megan?
Okay, they keep bringing up all these white women, and I'm them. Like, that
it's
is
It's just
not...
The Stallion, Angel.
Yes! That is an earthquake.
I think that's she's like 5'10", by the way, Josh.
That was a 9.1.
Josh.
What?
How, right?
They said she was 150.
That's a lot. There's no way.
Megan Man, either very close to
just
right
in
at
the frame here.
Or just over 200.
Yeah.
Stallion is, that ain't, a Stallion ain't 153.
This is confusion and draws. That's how fast this is going. I am confused.
I was like, I said, Bible app, let me get on.
Listen, what I would know,
Jaira.
As fast as she's moving, that's when you know you're young. I didn't have too many kids.
That is
enough. Your hip out of socket.
No, my hips would be fine, but I'm a pee. I'm a pee. That's, let me empty my bladder before this, because that's a lot.
Oh my
and
God.
It won't even be on half of it, won't be on purpose. It'd be so, like, it's still moving.
Oh, I want to. This wasn't on the docket. I just actually want you guys' thoughts because this actually caused quite a commotion. Kirk Franklin and Mav City are touring together.
Mm-hmm.
During the BET Awards, Kirk was like, they are the future of gospel music. Actually, before he said that, he said, gospel needs to pass the baton more. We don't pass the baton enough. They are the future of gospel music. And people were up in arms.
He's been saying that since Stomp.
He was has. Like they were praising.
They were up in arms. Gospel people were up in arms.
Why? Because they don't like the slow.
I don't think music. That they don't like
they
them.
Don't
I don't
like
think they're
the
they should be classified
they
as.
They don't like the image.
I don't even think it's that. I don't think really? they don't think Mav City should be classified as gospel.
I get that.
They think it's some. It's
contemporary Christian. It is very.
It's some hybrid of. It's CCM with soul is the argument. But Kirk was like, they are the future. And people was like,
uh-uh.
What? Don't, Angel.
I don't. I listened. It's too slow.
Angel, let me tell you what.
Lord, my God.
That is not how they sound.
And I whisper to you, Lord.
That is not them chatterers.
Times I come out and I talk to Jesus in his
Dante.
Face.
They're not touring that song.
And then I
they don't sing like
slow,
that. Let me tell you what, Angel. I gotta go to
then I talk to Jesus to his face. I talk to him. And then I whisper. Go ahead.
That's oceans. Let me tell you what.
Well, they are a pond. Whatever. It sounds the same to me. They sound great. It's just not my
I got a flight to New Orleans. Okay, it's 3.5 hours. Three Maverick City songs, and I am there. You understand me? I can get through a whole album.
It's forever.
I get through one for the first hour, two on the second. We landed before they finished Jara.
Oh, my God. It is. It's so long.
Them songs be, I'm talking about, Josh sent me the album. You know, when I get albums now, you know my sweet spot, especially for an artist I haven't heard of yet.
36 minutes.
36 cap. 22 to 36. If I ain't heard of you, give me your top five right now.
Mm-hmm.
Tim's album. Or if Orange was a place,
mm-hmm.
28 minutes, and one of those is NVIDIA. Perfect. I'd have listened to it three times on the way home.
Mm-hmm.
Maverick City, you got 30 minutes of traffic. They going to just be getting through the first verse.
Right.
And 10 minutes of that's the prayer when they open
Man.
Up.
I finished my entire makeup routine on track one, Kingdom. I was like, we're still here?
I honestly feel like Maverick City is a, they are not quite... CCM is, to me, CCM is like Oceans, like Chris Tomlin. It is that, right?
Hillsong, that's that Oceans song.
Yeah, yeah, Oceans.
Yeah.
Perfect example.
Sang Oceans.
Oceans. You called me out behind the water.
Yeah, that reminds me of Maverick.
The great I am.
Come on.
Feet may fail.
Thank you,
they
said Jesus.
Like they're whispering, like they about to get in trouble. They go too loud. And there I was behind the distance.
Jesus.
And I won't stop now. Mm. Then they go a little more guitar. Boom. And I will call upon your name.
Yes.
And this Jesus. Is 3 minutes in already.
And see your face beyond the frame.
I cry real tears in this song.
Oh, shit. This is my jam.
I'm
still
right
get these jokes.
I'm going to cry right here.
For I am yours.
And what?
And you are.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
And at their most drive, if you say, hey, they'd be like, whoa, what?
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Now, let me tell you what I want.
What do you want?
I want that nigga version.
What?
Chris Tomlin will write a song.
That's what he said.
For them whites.
Chris is not going
to
make that
when
version.
When Chris handed over to Kiki, when she did, when Kiki does,
what'd she do, Kevin?
Let me tell you. When Kiki did that Chris Tomlin, what is Indescribable?
Yeah.
Indescribable. Mm-hmm. On Chris, on Spirit 105.3, it's you are the God of the indescribable, unescapable. You can't be summoned.
So tell me how Maverick sound different than this. Give me, sing what the difference is.
A lot of rasp.
Is.
Word to Chandler Moore.
Give it. I think they are talented. I think they are super talented. I think that they have a pocket to be in. Gospel music as it has been defined through history and black culture does not sound like them to me. That's all I'm saying. You can't put Shirley, huh?
But that's the same argument that was made for Kirk or for Mary Mary.
And that's
it's too much hip hop.
Okay, then make it a different category. But we ain't gonna get all the way over here to where Maverick and them are.
That's why I feel like they deserve a different category. Because it ain't quite CCM because it got a little more
oil.
It got a little more soul in
that. I think
that's
why they're sticking out so much.
What oil and soul, huh?
No. Hold on. I think Mav is their own lane. That's why they're sticking out so much apart from everybody else.
They are. They sound like all the white people to
me,
though. Tell me, give me, sing something to me that make me, Because they sound like, hi, I've seen you, Father.
That's not every song, Angel.
You ain't listened to the album, Angel. Yes,
you asked Marcus. Marcus was like, turn that down. I've walked a mile.
You don't like loud music,
and
though.
And you were beside me. Jesus, you were beside me. And Father, you are there. When I take my ritual, because our bodies deserve to know what we're putting it at. Especially when it comes to supplements. Our ritual is creating a new standard. With the first of a kind visible supply chain. You can literally see where each labeled ingredient comes from.
Oh, for sure.
All of Ritual science-backed vitamins are clean, vegan certified, and third-party tested, so you can trust what you're putting in your body. Plus, the fresh taste and delayed Ritual capsules design makes taking your supplement an easy habit to build. Y'all, I am on my health kick, and Ritual is a part of that journey for me because I want to fuel my body with the best, and Ritual is the best. Those delayed release capsules make sure your body is absorbing all of the nutrients and supplements that Ritual provides, because it's not getting burnt up in your stomach acid. It's actually going down to the lower intestines where they're supposed to be absorbed. Y'all don't even know all that. I know that. Because of Ritual. No, a revolutionary 3-in-1 capsule with clinically supply probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotic to help support a balanced gut microbiome. How you say it? Biome? That sound about right. Yeah, microbiome. You know what that is, the environment of your intestines. These probiotics help relieve mild and occasional discomforts like bloating, gas, and diarrhea. Clean and complete plant-based protein designed for specific life ages to support muscle growth. Ritual's perfected the taste, and it has a beautiful handcrafted vanilla flavor with no chalkiness. Plus, it's free of sugar and sugar alcohols, so there's no compromise needed. The supplement. Are the ones you can trust taking. Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off your first 3 months. When you visit ritual.com/crew with a K. Crew. To start your ritual today.
Let me play you one song, but before I do that, let me talk about Noom. We're all on our weight loss journey in here. Some are further along than others. Angel been consistently working out for a little bit. 5 a.m., eating right, you know what I'm saying? Grilled celery and water chestnuts. Joshy over here been doing his thing since around South by Southwestern. Mm-hmm. That's when he took some rice cakes down in his backpack. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing right.
You want one?
No.
Okay.
Actually, yes. I've been doing right ever since my last meal, which is about 48 minutes ago. And we all are on the same track when you talk about Noom. Listen, it's not about how the world sees you. Bodies come in all shapes and sizes, okay? Health looks very different. What's more important is how you look and how you feel to yourself, right? I'm going to tell you the truth about old Kevin Kev. I love my body, and you're going to get every inch of it. You understand me? Down to my pinky toe, which is curled up under. Okay, now that one on the right side, he's shy. He don't be out on the side. He tuck up under. My belly is out there, but I still work out. And for the most part, on most days, I eat right. But when I eat wrong, right, like I'm finna head down to New Orleans for that Essence in the Festival. Now, when I head down to that New Orleans, I'm getting me a shrimp po' boy, and you ain't finna stop me. You understand me? I'm finna get me some char-grilled oysters. You ain't gonna stop me. Gonna dip them in that butter. Yes, I am. Oh, yeah. I'm finna go down to Cafe Du Monde. Give me a beignet. Y'all in the middle of the night gonna give me 3-4 beignets. Then I'm gonna feel bad about myself on the flight home. I'm be like, I'm gonna do better. And then I'm gonna whisper in my ear and say, hey, Kev, come on home. And I'll be back home with the Noom. Okay? Because I do want to look a little better and feel a little better. An off day is okay. It won't impede your progress. Noom helps you get back on track. Remember, progress is not perfection. There's no need to worry about fitting Noom into your schedule. All you need is just 5, 10, or 15 minutes. And how much time you want to spend is entirely up to you. Now listen. Start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/SK.
SK.
That's Noom.com/SK. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/SK. That's Noom.com/SK. All right, now let me find this song for you, Angel, since you want to disrespect it.
Ritual.
I don't really feel like I'm going to find a song.
No, but they definitely have a strong lane. Maverick City ain't going nowhere.
I think a new lane should be created.
I don't know how they seem different than I really need to. When I listened to their album, I did on Monday. I was listening to it, and I was like, "It. I don't hear what you all are hearing. That sounds different than the white people with songs." I know they're a diverse group. I don't hear them.
Usually the singers are Chandler, Dante Bo, mm-hmm. Naomi Rain, mm-hmm. and I want to say Aaron Moses. Okay.
That's the Latinx.
Come
on.
Yeah.
All right.
Them singers is good black church folk singers. Uh-huh. Chandler come up under the Travis Green playing the guitar and whatnot. I don't know about the rest of them. I just know about Chandler. Here's what I'm saying. Would you say that Travis Green is gospel?
Sing a song.
Travis Green? Intentional.
Sing it.
Intentional. Boom, boom, boom.
White. Sounds white.
No.
Sounds white.
Oh, my gosh.
He's the one who sang for Trump, right? Sounds real white to me.
He's done more than that.
Sounds white.
You know this song, Angel. They're all.
Sounding. Yeah.
I can't finish that. It makes my argument.
They all sound the same.
Okay. Is this gospel?
Yes, this is gospel. You're right.
Why is this gospel? How is this different than Maverick City?
Does Maverick, you think, sound like this?
This is very close. Chandler come up under Travis Green. But this is all black people through the whole thing.
That's what I hear.
So if you mix some white people, then this same thing. He's intent. But this is traditional gospel like Shirley?
No. Heck no.
But why is this gospel and that ain't?
Give me what you're saying that Maverick sound like it.
I'm going to give it to you.
Because Maverick has more.
They're a little more wispy. They get to the same drive, but though, too. Hold on. I got to get to a different drive.
Thank you, Dad.
Hold on, let me get to a different
part. This sounds very...
I'm gonna wait on you.
When it sounds like a confusing voice. Come on, you hear it.
It builds up.
Was that the reprise?
Raspy voices of angels. That's the difference. That's what the white worship is.
This don't sound just like Travis.
No. Oh. I hear a lot of white people.
Oh, oh, oh.
You're good enough. Yeah, no. I hear a difference. The difference isn't bad. I hear a difference, though.
I go back to my main point because two things did not help my argument
at
all.
And you heard it, too. Not that I'm not like...
I just think it's a new... I don't think it's pure... CCM, if you... You talking puppies. Okay. CCM. If you had a purebred CCM, this is what purebred.
That sounded closer to Oceans than to Travis Green to me.
Okay. This is what, when I think of CCM, which is what most people want to put them in, this is what I think of.
Tia, yeah, my bias is showing. I'm not hiding it. So that sounded like, that's Maverick, right?
No, this is Chris Tomlin. You did that on purpose. You knew that wasn't Maverick.
No.
Yes, you did.
Is this Maverick?
You really know? You think this sound exactly like Maverick in the City?
I promise you, I'm not
Josh,
doing this for a joke. I think they sound similar.
I don't think there's getting through to her. That's why I
you hear a difference.
I hear a difference. That doesn't sound like Maverick City to me.
You know what it felt like? There's a spectrum.
That's a lot of the four same guitar chords that you hear in CCM.
Israel Houghton, is that gospel?
it is definitely a deviation. It has a lot of the influences of like mega white churches. But somehow his, like a lot of his blackness is sitting on top of it. So I would say the same thing with Travis Greene. If you were to strip away those black voices and put voices that don't have like the same
Well, that's deep what I'm overtones. Saying about Indescribable.
What is that one?
I'm gonna play it for you.
Where would Donnie McClurkin fall under?
Pure gospel. This is Indescribable sang by
anytime, first of all, anytime you're leading with acoustic.
I know.
That's the chord I was talking about.
But listen. Yes. This is Chris Tomlin wrote the song. This is Indescribable.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, now I'm gonna skip to the end. To the drive. I'm gonna make my point, don't worry.
Please.
This is my jam, okay? Same song. Sung by Kiki Sheard. Take that guitar out. Same word. Is this now gospel?
Yes.
Because a black person singing or is the way she's singing it?
Both. I don't understand why y'all don't understand what I'm saying.
This where she get off like crazy. Yada yabo!
But it's not. It still has a deviation, but it's closer. I do think a lot of gospel has to do with the sound of it. And we make different sounds with our... Easily, I could sing a song that started off gospel and make it sound Broadway.
You absolutely could.
So what I'm saying is the voices, a lot of the overriding voices, at least when I was listening to this album, pull it out of gospel and put it more into contemporary Christian music.
I'll give you that. I think what I'm trying to say, and maybe this is not clear, I'm not saying it's pure gospel, but I'm not saying it's pure CCM either. I think if there was a middle ground between those, mm-hmm. I think that's what Mav City does. I think it's it's some pieces of both.
You listen to more music in general, especially Christian-based music, mm-hmm. so you can hear the difference between CCM and what they do and gospel. I don't because I don't listen to as much.
That might be wrong.
So it's just
that's
like
a fair point.
CCM or gospel, you ain't over here is what I'm trying to say.
But I think the same thing is said about Jonathan McReynolds. Same thing was said about Mary Mary. If gospel is can and even Kirk, if it's not in this, what I if it ain't.
Yeah, no.
I have my mansion there. I believe there. Which I love. But a lot of times, if it's not that, it's not gospel. And I think gospel should have the same pendulum as rock. Uh-huh. Right? There's rock like Aerosmith and AC/DC. There's grunge, which is like Nirvana. There's punk rock, which I think is grunge. There's heavy metal. There's death metal. I think it's not rock or not rock.
Yeah.
There's soft rock, which played in the elevators and the dentists.
I think gospel will forever be gospel. I think now we're just talking about Christian music and what is it called, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I feel like gospel has had such a hard, long stamp on it. It is very difficult. When you think about the how much of a stretch it has had once Kirk like hit the scene.
Yeah.
Like it was very much so the same. You had choir music and you had the, it sounds like we just getting out of slavery music. Those were the like two.
and quartet.
Yeah. A couple of quartet strong harmonies. And then Kirk came and added a lot of
hip hop
to it. So it was like a, what is this? But we weren't allowed to have a bunch of music categories.
You know
so he
what
just
Kirk said, for those of you who think that gospel music has gone too far because people were trying to say he wasn't gospel.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he feels so connected to Mav, because people are trying to say they're not gospel like they tried to tell him he wasn't gospel.
Been telling him that for a long time too.
Yeah.
Though.
But Kirk,
you mentioned that in the coming to the stage interview.
Absolutely. But in his defense, you could always, on every album, you could have a purebred gospel song, even if he had Stomp. Or whatever, he would have Conquerors or something else on that song. Mm-hmm. But the thing that was making him famous was Stomp, Revolutions, mm-hmm. Melodies from Heaven, mm-hmm. which you wouldn't consider.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So why Charlie do you think Maverick, Brown is there people. A reason why Maverick, I'm not saying this is what they're saying, is there a reason why either Kurt or Maverick wants them to be considered the new wave of gospel versus CCM?
If I had to guess, and this is just me putting it out there, I don't know, I haven't spoken to these people. I should hit Kirk or Chandler. Actually, I think it's other people, but I think Kirk wants them to be accepted.
That could actually be a cool piece of content. Though.
Absolutely.
Accepted as what? Accepted
into the gospel community. The gospel community, feel how you feel. A lot of times, Mav City, we are very, I say we because I've seen it on my timeline. We are very, y'all stay over there. What y'all do is cool.
What are we doing over here that they can't come to is what I'm trying to figure out. Because they can't get, does the Dove Award not give awards for like Christian contemporary?
They do. And the Stellars. I'm talking about the community. Awards, yeah, I'm sure they did. The Dove Awards is the Dove version of the Stellar
they
Awards.
They don't ever do like, the gospel community don't ever be doing like collabs with the white folk?
They do.
So that's where I'm confused, I guess. I'm like, okay, yeah, you might not, they might not consider you, if you're a gospel purist, they might not consider you as doing what they do.
Purist.
Doing what they do, yeah. but if they respect you for what you're doing, why does it need to be called, I guess, the same thing? I don't know. I mean, and I'm not saying that it's not a valid point. I'm just asking the question.
I just think along the way, there's a lot of stuff that doesn't fit gospel that you could make the similar argument for. Yeah. Like Israel, like John B. Key choir version to by himself, Fred Hammond, Radical for Christ versus Fred Hammond just doing his solo stuff. Still feels like gospel. Dawkins and Dawkins was like, if gospel had R&B, it was closer to that than it was to pure gospel. That was what the little church kids, that's what we had to skate to. We couldn't have nothing else. So Dawkins, need to know. We hunched to that all day.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah, we hunched to that Dawkins. That was as sexy as R&B gospel got for us.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
So, I definitely see Maverick as like contemporary praise and worship music. Like, this is the music that my church would definitely pick as like, oh, we're going to do a 15-minute praise and worship set.
Yeah.
We're going to do a Maverick song.
Yeah.
That's what I see it as. I think they're very talented. I would not categorize them. If somebody was like, let's listen to some gospel, I'd be like, okay, I know what you mean.
I'll give you that.
But, you know, I think they're talented. It's just, I don't hear the difference in my
head. I just want a new category. That's my whole
point. What would you call it?
A little more black than CCM.
Okay.
That's exactly how I feel. It ain't as pure white as Chris Tomlin.
Mulatto CCM.
Not mixed.
It's a little more black.
Because CCM excludes the black people a lot. I don't know. I think that Maverick City exists in a place, honestly, maybe this is just me. I don't know how they feel. For if you didn't have a gospel voice, but you still grew up in the church and you had that feel, that's who they are for. And let me tell you what you can't argue. This is not the point I'm making, but this is just the point. No gospel artists can tour arenas
2 years
like Maverick City.
Oh, I can believe they speak to a very diverse audience.
Kirk, whom I love, wasn't even doing arenas before he went with Maverick City. You could put together all of the gospel artists on one tour, and they wouldn't be in arenas.
Well, they'd kill in the South, probably. But
yeah,
they wouldn't be
in arenas.
You wouldn't get Crypto.com arena in the middle of July.
Crypto?
That's crazy.
You could raise some gospel singers from the grave. Still wouldn't fill Crypto.
And that's probably why they're purists, is because they have to fight for every goddamn on ear and everything else. I see why Maverick City is so huge. They are diverse just looking at them.
Absolutely.
I'm like,
they're tatted up. They got off-whites. They got your glasses on.
Yeah.
They got
sagas.
They got merch game cray.
Oh, one of the girls had on shorts.
Whoa!
I said, I know you not saying about no Jesus and no shorts. I know you not saying it about my Lord and Savior, grown man Lord and Savior. In no shorts?
No!
That's how they get on them people. They wait to see them in shorts.
When we was young, anything you did that wasn't floor length, jean skirt, you was causing them to fall.
Yes!
You over there causing your brother to... You got a little bit of ankle. Listen. Moisturize ankles when got them boys off.
She probably, people thinking she out there doing that Meg Thee Stallion twerk in the middle of one
might
of the
as
songs.
Well.
That's the only speaking that itself. It's zip cheeks.
Clap those hands, clap those cheeks. Something else clapping all loose up in the goose.
I see why they in the arenas.
Up in
on the big screen, showing all your body parts. That's why it's not gospel. With gospel, I'm going to need a high collar.
Huh? Burlap sack. I want you in a burka.
Pillow, like the billowing sleeves. Huh?
Billowing sleeves.
Because you got to look like an angel when you're worshiping. So the sleeves got to do it.
Slips.
Mm-hmm.
Where are the slips, angel?
Listen, my mama asked for one last week.
That's what's wrong with the kids today. The Maverick City girls ain't wearing no slips.
You can't wear slips under shorts, Kevin.
Because that would just be a skirt. Over your shorts.
Over. I said under. What you gonna do?
Have a slip under the skort. Remember skorts?
I do. The devil.
That's how safe you want to be. Oh, you want to have them legs? You want to sin? Just sin all the way out there. You want to wear a shirt? Don't put no skirt on up over top of it.
Yeah. Did we skort. We know what's happening underneath there. Sin. You need to say goodbye to all this sin. And say hello. To HelloFresh.
HelloFresh!
With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy. Discover seasonal summer recipes like cucumber salad, stuffed pita pockets, chicken sausage, stuffed peppers, and Tuscan spice shrimp, and so much more. Check out HelloFresh Market for a curated selection of quick breakfasts, lunches, side snacks, desserts, and more. It's a one-stop shop for all of your mealtime needs. HelloFresh is 72% cheaper than dining in at a restaurant and is even cheaper than grocery shopping. That's money back in your pocket. Customize your favorite dishes with new Hello Custom offerings by swapping out one protein or side for another, upgrading for a more luxe experience, or even adding proteins to a veggie meal. That means more choices, more variety, and more meals truly tailored to you. Y'all already know what we doing in the Tanksley's house. It is HelloFresh. Five dinners a week. Come on, them kids be tearing that food up. Last one that I loved, I made this pesto pasta. I added some shrimp to it. It was delicious. The boys helped me make it. It had some fresh tomatoes. It had roasted tomatoes, and it also had garlic and some Parmesan. All right? It's delicious. It comes together so fast. The boys helped me with it. It took us about 20 minutes. Where they do that at? HelloFresh. Mm-hmm. Green Chef and Every Plate are also owned by HelloFresh, and with a wider array of meal plans to choose from, there's something for everyone. I love switching between the brands. I do HelloFresh in Every Plate. And now my listeners can enjoy both brands at a discount on us. Go to HelloFresh.com/SK16.
SK16.
Use code
SK16.
SK! For up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. I'm about to give you a CCM. Go to HelloFresh.com/SK16.
Yeah, SK! We battling for it
and
now.
Use SK16.
Whoa, SK!
For 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh.
Whoa, HelloFresh! Ha! Because Jesus took me when I was dirty. He washed me and he said, Hello Fresh.
Hello Fresh.
Sin has left a crimson stain.
Ha, ha.
But when he took me down came up clean, my Savior said, Hello Fresh.
Because it used to be every plate for everybody.
Uh-huh.
Going door to door, serving it up.
Yeah, yeah.
But God said, I'm gonna make you white as snow. I'm gonna dip you in the blood. I'm gonna raise you up. And what did it say?
Hello, Fred.
Hey.
The Maverick City girls was wearing them skirts.
Yeah, it was.
That's all right.
That's all right.
Because you're going to go down in a skirt. Going to come up in a jean skirt.
Yeah.
Hello, Fred.
Hello, Fred.
I don't think you know.
I don't think you know. Yes.
We done got them tattoos.
Yes.
All over their body.
Desecrated in yourself, huh? That
written on your body.
I said write the vision and make it plain, but not write it on your, what is it, your bicep. You need to write it in your journal. Write it in your Bible. We need the old school days, huh? This is foolish.
Looked in the frame.
Why were you bouncing in your chair like that?
The spirit done got up in me.
I was waiting for that.
I was like, I don't know how long that's going to last.
You see the replay?
I saw it.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus.
Well, anyway.
Oh, we got a whole nother episode to
we
do.
We do.
I was about to
be my one, right?
Yeah, we got time. Yeah. It's only 11. Yeah.
All right. So the last part about the BET Awards.
Oh, Jesus.
That boy Giveon.
Giveon, like the Gideon Bible.
That mic was messing with him.
Was he?
So, yeah. So, that's what I wanted
you
to
share.
You
see the clip, Angel?
That, I did.
This is what happened at the end of the performance.
The devil was working in that mic.
Oh, wait, where's the original? Where's the video you showed, Angel?
Oh, wow, pull it up, honey.
Play the video.
Whoa!
Somebody said the vocals were not Giveon. Pull it up.
Oh, I forgot. I got Meg Thee Stallion still shaking her butt on
She's
here.
Still over there working? Let her off. Let her off, Angel.
She's just
she done shook the foundation of praise.
Oh, my God.
If God said praise him how you know how, could you twerk? Is that allowed?
That's how you know. That's a gift that he gave
Because the Bible
us.
Said come as you are. If that's all you know, maybe you just worked at P-Valley, but you want to give your life to Christ. All you know how to do is shake that thing, make the devil mad.
Make the devil
mad. What if the first time you catch the Holy Ghost was after your past life as a stripper, and that's all you knew?
Then you going to strip.
Not at the church.
And God, it's going to be a joyful noise. That's Maverick City.
Oh my gosh, we'll stop right there. That baby sound like one of my vibrators went dead in his throat. It's like slowly losing battery. It's like change the batteries.
No, please. No, I need everything.
Hold it. Tap the mic. It's not the mic, dude. It's your throat.
He looked at the mic.
We said vibrato, not vibrator.
That is exactly right.
He looked at the mic like, nigga, help
me. He needed to do this. The mic. Why you over here? Tap your throat. Tap them batteries back in place.
The mic looked at him like, nigga, I amplify.
You see all the memes of the microphone saying, like, don't look, I didn't.
You go in here. I make loud to the people. I cannot correct.
You try to tap the mic like it was old TV with antennas. He was like, just work.
He should have did it like it did. The angel said, you need to tap this.
Yes. It was like, you know, when you hear something like slowly but surely losing its juice. Oh, bless his heart.
So this dude on TikTok broke down what he thinks happened. The title of the TikTok is what actually happened to Giveon's mic at the BET Awards. Y'all listen.
Like at the BET Awards about here. No, it wasn't his voice doing that. This is the fault of whoever was in charge of the live auto-tune on his vocals. This rendition of his hit song, Heartbreak Anniversary, is in the key of B major. Listen again carefully to the notes he sang in that moment. The notes are in the key of the next two songs, For Tonight and Lie Again, which he performed in G major. His voice clashed with the music here because G and B major are two very unrelated scales, which resulted in a mistake for the ages. So whether it was programmed wrong or they manually changed it too early, it messed up the moment and ended up being the only thing people focused on from his performance. So I hope that answers your question too.
And no one is looking for that answer. Dog. They heard what they heard, and they're not going to hear anything else otherwise.
Yes. You know, and then you know what else, people? I agree with you wholeheartedly. And the other thing people are going to say, especially people of me and Angel's age, when we was coming up, they ain't had no auto-tune to fix no voices. Y'all sat up there and sang. You right. understand me? They ain't have no, didn't even have no, they got in-ear monitors.
Right.
We
right.
didn't even have nothing but the floor monitor, which was a speaker. If you ain't never heard Aretha Franklin or Whitney the Houston,
uh-huh.
you ain't never had no issue with that. No,
Patti LaBelle, well, it was a.
Well, that was her background singer for Warner Brothers.
And she
time.
Kept singing.
And she didn't know the words either.
right.
And she still got through that song. And she never looked at the mic.
She never blamed the mic. She never was like, what is this doing to my voice? She said, where are the words?
I think that's the thing. Like, when you sing for real, there's going to be complications. Yes. Angel's a performer. Angel's a performer. And this is nothing against Giveon. Okay?
This is all of it is against her. Go ahead.
If you really can sing, I feel like, I'm going to just say Jasmine Sullivan. To me, I don't see many artists working that can sing better than Jasmine Sullivan right. in the style of music that I like, right? Mm-hmm. She has a very powerful voice. She can run when she runs,
put
when
Ari
she
up
wants
there.
To. Huh?
I put Ari up there.
Ari who? Ari Lennox? The okay. one that sound like Erykah Badu?
She's different type. Okay. And I love them both.
She sound like Erykah Badu, though, right?
Yeah.
I know you don't.
I love Ari. Shea Butter Baby, one of my favorite albums of the last 5 years. Jasmine's just in a different class than most people, most singers.
Well, Jasmine flexes the runs.
But Jasmine also has power.
She
has power. She has a lower register. Under no circumstances do I believe.
Oh, the comments of Janae
Aiko. Oh, absolutely. You talk about power. You talk about gospel and not CCM.
Power Lord. You would never. You wouldn't be able to hear her if she was sitting next to you.
Stop. What's one of her songs?
Worst.
How'd it go?
I don't know. The worst. Oh.
No, what's the song that I know, Josh? Come on.
She says eat the booty like groceries. But she's rapping on that one.
Yeah, no, it's a song. She got a song. Give me a song.
I don't know, Angel.
Joshua,
I make fun of her. The worst.
I don't know how to go, and you don't either.
Here it is. Trigger, this is the worst.
Is that a song that I know?
Yes. It's the song you know.
I don't know.
Don't play it too long though.
I'm not.
Don't play it too long though. No.
What's the song? Promises?
Oh.
Yeah. If you cannot stay down. You hear how she hit that? Then you don't have to. Yeah. Gospel. That's what Janae's giving.
Who else
get up here?
I'm never going to get unblocked. Now I'm doubling down.
But what are you saying? Because?
I'm saying because what? Of. A difference in skill. I think certain singers would never happen to them.
Oh,
and,
God, no.
And I just don't think that would ever happen. I think it was a bad week for male R&B singers.
Oh, yeah. They
Between would. The Verzuz and the BET Awards.
La Basura.
Of eight niggas performing, the only one that I would still go and pay money to see is Mario.
Mario
or Ray J for sheer entertainment.
Mario, yes.
Some of these dudes, if I was on a cruise and I was like, hey, we got.
Oh, I'm seeing Ray J.
Ray J going to be at the Copa.
I'm going
but
to
if you
be
had,
there.
If they had Giveon, they're like, hey, Kev, you see Giveon? Well, they got some croissants over there. I'd be like, ooh, croissants? Like,
yeah, give those tickets on up.
I'd be like, I charged my vibrator. I don't need this. I charged it. It's fully charged. I don't need that slow, shaky. Yeah, it was terrible. And it was the look on his face of confusion.
Utter bewilderment.
It was like, is it my ear? Is it the mic? But I do feel like with the evolution of R&B and with, you know, people playing with how to create sounds in music, which I think is great, you do set yourself up when you rely heavily on other things to create your sound. You set yourself up to fail easily.
Absolutely.
And if that's the case, if it was auto-tune, that's what he did. He should have just been like, I'm going to sing this with my real voice.
Yep.
It'll say a lot of people's live renditions of their songs sound different than the studio.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
And I think he should have just on, as they called it, the biggest night in culture. He should have just been like, no auto tune. I'm going to sing it in the correct key.
Or I'm going to lip sync.
Yeah.
Because Billie Eilish was saying when she did, I think it was called vocal stacking or something. I don't know the term. But her song, it was like 88 takes of her singing and them taking the best pieces ever.
Yeah.
You're never going to be able to match that
right
in one live thing, especially if you didn't grow up like that. Like, again, back in the day, them artists didn't have 88 takes.
No.
When you was going in that booth, no, you had a live
money.
Band and
that
you
tape
was...
tape cost money.
Yes.
Now it's,
they weren't
it's
just deleting
digital.
Files. You were burning that. No, sing it. Sing the whole song.
And you were singing to live musicians. You ain't about to get them to play that thing 88 times for you to get your right run.
No, you're not. So I think the... I think that's why we've gone away from singers to artists, right? You can when you can craft the voice on stage, then you can go for who looks good, who dances great, all that other stuff. You notice back in the day, the women was bigger. They had them voices. They were singing. You all right?
Oh yeah, I slapped my throat too much, so all the air is trying to make it out. Excuse me. No, they were skinny then too, though.
No, but there was more women who were built proportioned to the way of the world. They didn't necessarily craft them down to make them fit into the artist's voice. As technology evolved, so did that. That's where I feel like artists were crafted more.
I don't know.
Aretha Franklin
started off skinny.
She did. take that part out, Josh.
I'm like,
she sure did.
They all started off quite petite.
Some people was big.
Who? It was a rarity. Still, like today. Music industry for a long time.
It's been a great episode, guys. Kelly Price! I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about way earlier. But anyway.
But yeah, no, you were talking about Motown era and before.
Yeah, but you're right. As I was looking back, my mind was scanning. I was like, they was just putting skinny people everywhere.
Yeah, they were putting skinny folk. They were heavy set women that could sing their faces off. It's just not been what the industry. The industry has always wanted to sell what sex is along with music.
Mm-hmm.
Only in gospel, typically, are we like, where's that big boned girl that's going to sing to Jesus?
This, literally, at the same time you were saying that, Jam Horn was saying, Kev's thinking about gospel singers. And that is I was literally like, I could only think of gospel people.
Yeah.
I was only thinking of gospel people. But anyway, this has been an episode, another episode. Thank you guys for tuning in live.
Yes.
For those of you who are not in the Patreon, this community feel that you're getting is what we have every time. Matter of fact, we're going to have it again because we're about to tape the bonus episode right now.
Yeah.
Only the Patreon and the app subscribers get the full version of. Because of travel schedule this week and just utter chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell y'all about my experience, the reason we were shooting today.
Oh, yes. I can't wait to hear about it.
Talk about that on the bonus.
Super secret.
But if y'all enjoyed this, join us on the Patreon.
Yes.
It's a good time. It's a community, guys. It's more than just live videos. It's a community. There's a lot of stuff I post on there that's never on any social media.
That is
they
the
saw
truth.
The book cover super early.
Book cover. They saw the app a year early. Mm-hmm. They have insight into the merch. There's some merch that only becomes available for them. I'm talking to Patreon about having a live screening just for the Patreon of Churchy.
Oh, you have to do that.
For Patreon only. And I'm more than likely going to do it in a place that's populated more where my Patreon is. So highly unlikely that it'll be here.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't mean, you meant live as in person.
Like in person?
Yeah. That's what we were talking about on Patreon.
Oh, that's fire.
Yeah.
That's going to be like fire.
So you won't even hear about that. However it's done. I mean, a live version where we get to stream it's easy, but they
contests,
Patreon.
There's contests
there's
in
contests,
there.
There's giveaways, there's all type of stuff.
A lot of giveaways.
A lot of y'all don't even hear about this stuff.
I do a birthday celebration with my Patreon. We be lit. Like, if you're not a part of Kevin's Patreon, Josh's Patreon on mine, I don't know what you're doing in life.
All right, we'll see you guys. Patreon, we'll see you in about, I don't know, 15 minutes probably.
That's fine.
And then the rest of y'all will see you next week. Bye!
Bye.
There's another thing of fire. There's another one. Here's another thing of fire. Here's another one. Here's another one. Here's another bang of fire. Fire. Here's another bang of fire. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.